I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Tuesday, December 27th, 2011. Call on Commissioner Straffus to offer the opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of the season, Father, and we thank you for Christmas, where your son Jesus was born, and we celebrate that. And Father, we just thank you for the time as families get together and celebrate. And Father, we ask for safety as everyone is traveling back. We also ask for continued safety of all the military personnel across the country and across the world who are serving to protect our borders and our rights as a free country. Father, we just ask you to give the leaders of this country wisdom and discernment on how they should act and how they should vote. And Father, we just ask you to be with all parts of government as we conduct business. And we lift this up and we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous County Commission meeting minutes.
Motion to approve minutes dated, lost my date here, 12-15, 12-16, and 12-19 with additions and corrections.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve previous County Commission minutes dated 12-15, 12-16, 12-19 with additions and corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion to postpone to a definite time accounts payable transfers until 1 p.m. December 27th.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have before us an automobile rental concession agreement.
It's been reviewed by the council, I believe.
That's correct.
That's what I thought.
And approved.
Motion to enter into agreement with Avis Rent-A-Car for the rental at the Taney County Airport.
Basically the same agreement that we've had with them in the past. With any changes?
Could I get you to state in that motion, and we'll ask. Mark, did you want comments before we move forward?
Not only to answer your question.
Give me just a second. Could you state by and between the county and Bob's Rentals Incorporated, DBA?
I'm sorry, it's the DBA. Yes. May I modify the motion to change to Bob's Rentals Incorporated, DBA Avis?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, because I don't have the contract that they have in previous years. Is this?
There are a couple of minor changes to the airport board has expressed their approval of it. One of the changes is references to parking spaces allowed have been removed so that they have parking spaces available now. And another change was any reference to automobile has been changed to motor vehicle since they also rent motorcycles. And that's it.
All right. I did second the motion, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the concession agreement between Taney County and Bob's Rentals Incorporated, DBA Avis. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
There are two copies there.
Mm-hmm. Intergovernmental agreements regarding housing of inmates.
I'm going to stop all the ones that we're entering in with them.
Well, there's one that we're to hold back temporarily.
Reed correct? Springs.
Hold back this one.
Motion to enter into intergovernmental agreement with regarding housing of inmates for City of Hollister, City of Branson, City of Forsyth, City of Rockaway Beach.
What about Marion Woods?
Working on that.
Okay.
Still working on that. Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve intergovernmental agreements regarding the housing of inmates for the cities of Hollister, Branson, Forsyth, and Rockaway Beach. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
There's two copies of each. They need to be signed, please.
There's two copies here, Jim.
Alrighty then.
That'll be for put those two back together. But Danny, have that one and the ones you've got
this,
to jump.
This.
Goes with you also. This was legal's opinion on the codice. Okay. County Board appointments.
Gentlemen, I've interviewed a couple and have two more to interview on different positions. I would rather wait till the first day of the new year to set forth on those if you don't care. I don't think there's any meetings between now and then that will be affected.
Can we, because of the holiday, can we go ahead and move it back to maybe the 9th? That gives us a little more time to get through.
That's fine. That's fine with me. I just...
On all of them?
Yeah. Just repost them all for the 9th.
When's the first MAC meeting?
Is there any...
The first MAC meeting...
There's some that expire the 31st.
Probably...
No, but is there any meetings that will
third
be affected?
Wednesday, but that's I'm not sure.
It is? The 18th. I have it on my calendar as a reminder, but I haven't seen it either, but I believe that's right.
I don't think there is.
The sewer board will be affected if we wait until the 9th.
Can
because
we do
their
that?
Meetings are the first and third Tuesdays.
Set that particular appointment up for the...
I haven't reviewed the names yet. I know that not... Just knowing the holiday, we just put it in the paper last week. I mean, isn't it just... Did it make Wednesday's paper? Last Wednesday?
I didn't read the paper.
I didn't see it either. I didn't read the paper, so... Well, let's put it this way. Let's come back to when an agenda request and we'll...
Yeah.
If I didn't think about it.
Remind us at the 9:30.
Okay.
That's how soon we've
got. Oh, is it really?
Yes.
How about Thursday? Just remember it's Thursday.
Okay.
That gives us, I mean, either way is fine. So give us Thursday and we'll talk to us about that.
Talk to you about it?
No.
On the agenda request.
Okay. Are you sure?
Because we can just schedule it for next Monday anyway, or next Tuesday anyway. But then I'll have time to talk to a few people too.
Okay. The difference is if we want somebody prior to the first meeting, and we appoint them on Tuesday, the day of the meeting. Is that when the meeting is?
Yes.
That's pretty tough. But
that's tough.
I don't know that we can do it by Thursday, however.
Well, I'm saying just bring it up during the agenda request to figure out when we're going to post it.
All right. It won't happen before the first of the year, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed?
I mean, I have a few names I'm still talking to, and one of them, the sewer board, so besides the two additional names, I should say.
County Surveyor Remonumentation Program. How many, would you guys cue me in on this, have you been doing on an annual basis of... How many corners have we been working with the Department of Natural Resources? I will, if it's all right, just quickly gloss over the letter that came from DNR.
Okay.
The Land Survey Program of the Department of Natural Resources is pleased to once again offer the cost-sharing effort for perpetuating corners of the United States Public Land Survey System, known as the County Surveyor Cooperative Remonumentation Program. It's really the basis for locating and describing property legally within any given area. And I know years ago we used to try to come up with our share of the funds. We would do 10 or whatever the amount was that the county had decided upon. But the Department of DNR will reimburse us $250 for each corner. That... Typically, what we used to do with third-class county, it's the county surveyor. Obviously, without a county surveyor, it's whomever the commission chooses to do this. James, you remember this program or are aware of the program?
Yes.
How, do you know how many? I don't know that we did any in 2011, did we?
I don't think we did 11, but I think we did 10.
And 10.
I'd like to express the importance.
Can't hear you.
I'd like to stress the importance of this. And I think Jim and Danny will remember, I've argued this point because of the FEMA program of finding these. They set sea levels when they set these monuments. And if they get into rural Taney County, it's just that more advantage to the citizenry that has to apply for loans and everything else at banks if these monuments are set.
Personally, I remember that, I mean, this is a no-brainer. We need to do this in the first place, whether it's the county that undertakes it solely on their own, or wherein we work with the Department of Natural Resources, and it only makes sense whenever they pay $250.
And like I say, it resolves a lot of issues that the taxpayer themselves is going to have to foot the bill on the FEMA program.
What's the total cost?
I don't know that.
Per corner that the county would have to come up with?
I don't.
Is it like a match? You don't know, though.
I don't know that.
Is that something we'd have to bid, Ron, to the surveyor?
Engineering services? As long as we have a statement of qualifications on file.
Here we go. Here's what we've got.
And if we do, we can just bid it. I mean, we if we need to. That's something Ron Erickson could do.
Are you, no, not to speak on this?
I would just kind of hear what you're talking about.
It's the remonumentation program, wherein the Department of Natural Resources reimburses $250 for every corner that is resurveyed and established, reestablished. It says the department contracts with the county for the remonumentation of a specified number of corners and will pay $250 towards each corner. Under the provisions of the agreement, the county will in turn contract with their county surveyor for the remonumentation of the corners. The county surveyor's cost will probably be in excess of the $250 provided by the department. Therefore, the county will have to pay an additional amount to compensate the county surveyor. We hope you can discuss this program with your surveyor, provide us with the number of corners you're able to contract. It is all depending upon how many counties within the state get involved as to how much money the Department of Natural Resources has to provide in this program, so they could be limited to the number of corners that they reimburse within each county. It says that please let us know your decision by January 15th. My suggestion is, if we're going to do that, and we want to do 10 corners, and it's going to be $500, that we stick $2,500 somewhere or take it out of contingency. But I'd rather have it designated, if at all possible.
Right.
So, in other words, subtract it from contingency that we have today and set it up as remonumentation.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they didn't send a, last time we did this, that they didn't send a recommended number that they were going to want.
Yep. I have the...
Is that from last? I mean, I'm talking about last time we did this back.
No, they didn't in that letter. Is there an amount that you guys would like to set up?
That's fine. $2,500 is great.
And then see how far that'll go?
Yeah.
Yeah. These are those.
Rick, you helped me remember that we're going to try to set this up. Was it in the line in prior years?
Would it be in 114?
I think it's in 124 for some reason. But I don't know. It won't be in yours because there hasn't been anything in it for the past 3 years, so it won't show up.
Okay.
I think we established a number.
I think there's one in there, Danny, that we used before.
Yeah. Let's go back and look. I may have to pull some of them old files. Do you remember Randy? You was in... Matter of fact, the discussion was whether these were corners established with the brass emblems that were inside the stationary points.
Randy, could you talk to a surveyor for us to give us an idea of what it would cost per corner?
Yeah.
And then we can have Nikki draft a letter to the Department of Natural Resources accepting based upon, and if we have to bid or if we have, however we want to select a surveyor, we can do that. We move this to the 9th, or no?
We have BO, yeah. We didn't, we're going to, she's going to bring it back up for agenda request. And we're going to have to set up a time then.
And that agenda request is going to be this Thursday?
Thursday, the 28th.
I can enlighten you on that. You want me to?
It's a miracle. I would you like to come right up here and do that for us, Doug? Thank you, sir. Regarding remonumentation.
On the remonumentation of the section corners or quarter section corners, the state DNR through the land survey program will reimburse, I think, the county $250 per corner. And in the past, the county surveyor has done that. And those corners are monumented with a aluminum post with aluminum cap. And they're witnessed out. And usually these are corners that are pretty well known, and they're marked with a rock or another kind of a monument. And they're just reset. They have to be published, though, in the paper that these corners are going to be monumented. If any comments or concerns concerning these corners, the public is invited to come in and speak to that matter. But
in the past, how many were we typically doing on an annual basis?
I think it started years ago when Ed Redding was our county surveyor. And it depends on what other counties, how many are getting involved, how much money the state will reimburse per county. But I have never done that through the county because I've never been a county surveyor. But I'm aware of what the system is all about.
4 years ago, I thought we went through this same process.
Yeah, Larry, I think, did the last ones, Larry Gardner, because he was our last county surveyor.
Okay, yeah.
And but it's published on what corners they're going, and I can't remember. It's either, 4 to 10, whatever is budgeted through the DNR. But the $250 is not that much toward remonumentation, because you've got to drill the hole, you've got to set the pipe, you've got to monument it out, you got to fill out the forms. So it's quite a bit of an effort.
What do you think estimated wise it would be per corner?
Well, average, I would say you're looking between $800 to $1,000 per corner.
Oh, wow.
But, and this is something that, being professional surveyors, you have to request for qualifications. You can't put that out for
RFQ.
Yeah. And another thing, we do not, on these corners, they're not established with a benchmark elevation. So what James is talking about is two different. Yeah, there are corners that do get monumented that have the elevation on them, but these corners will not, unless requested by the county, because most of them are out in the country where they've been established for years.
Those brass monument type deals that are set in rocks and things like that
right.
that I run on to while I was out hunting. And
yeah. They're not brass now, they're aluminum. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they did have those that I run into over the years that I can think of all had elevation stamped on them.
Well, now those are different ones. Those are set by the government. Those are either USGS monuments or...
Okay. So that's a totally different thing than what we're talking about here then.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a whole network of elevations, which is what we use then to do the FEMA elevations from. And periodically they're updated to the new elevations. So
with the information of the new of a cost, $2,500 won't get us much. Maybe we should go to at least $5,000
county share
of the county share and try to do that.
That's fine.
Is that right with you, Dan?
Yeah.
And most of the easy ones have already been taken care of. The ones that you can get to or drive to, and most of them are out in the country, and they do have to be published, so there's an expense there that
have to notify the taxpayers what's going on in the area.
Would that be in part so they don't get shot?
Hopefully. That's why all the easy ones are taken. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Doug. Agenda request review.
I only have one request. It's from Mr. Atchley, asking about the public hearing for the proposed amendments for the guidance code.
They passed some amendments, and we haven't had a discussion yet on those
Correct.
Amendments. So he wants a work session, basically, with a commission before the public hearing, right?
Yes. I've received a few calls on the public hearing.
Is the public hearing already set?
No, it's not.
Okay. I mean, I'd like to have a work session.
How soon does he want to do that?
As soon as you're able.
Thursday?
Late morning, early afternoon, probably Thursday.
Wait a minute, late morning would be fine. Let's have a work session with him, find out what they... I read through a bunch of stuff this morning that he had sent over here, but...
Right.
We're just talking about sitting down and...
patio homes them. And things like that.
That's something we've been talking about for a while, so... Okay. What's next?
Until 9:45.
All right.
But you don't have any more on the...
No, that was the only request I've had.
Pardon me?
That was the only request I've had.
I'd like to meet with Randy.
He's at 9:45.
This morning? Is that what he said? Are you on there this morning?
No. Afternoon.
I'm closer.
Yeah, you're in the afternoon.
Okay.
It flipped.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Originally it was
yeah.
earlier.
Okay, all right.
All right.
What do we have here?
Legal update. Pat and Frank.
Oh, she's come down?
Forward.
Yep.
Pat and Frank will both.
Did you have something else this morning, Randy, that, no? James?
I didn't know what Mick County did there, so that's what I was.
Okay. Or Mark? Can we stay in recess till 9:45?
Okay.